Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing rebound relationship advice. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and I can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Now let's get back into the podcast, which is about rebound relationships. And we're going to be looking in this podcast towards the theory of you having a rebound relationship, and maybe you don't even realize it is one. So I'm just going to be giving you some information and advice, which will hopefully clear up a few questions you might have about this whole kind of thing. So for a start, what is a rebound relationship? Well, it's basically a relationship in which you've jumped into very quickly after a relationship has just ended, in which you was in. So you was in a relationship, the relationship ended, either you was dumped or you was the one who dumped them. It doesn't matter which way round it is. But from that, you have then very quickly got into another relationship. And they're known as rebound relationships because obviously, like the play on words with the rebound, you've gone from one to the other, you've rebounded from one relationship straight to another. And one of the traits that they tend to have to signify a rebound relationship is that it gets serious very quickly, or shall I say, it gets to the same level of relationship that you was previously in. And that is because subconsciously, you are missing certain aspects of your old relationship. Even if you're the person who ended it, even if you're the one who dumped the other person, you will still be missing certain aspects of that relationship, and subconsciously you want to get them back. So in that way, when you meet somebody, it can get serious very quickly, or maybe you already knew them, or maybe you was having an affair, which is, you know, not something I condone. I don't believe in all that kind of thing, but if you know, if you was having an affair and then you ended the relationship with the first person and then kind of got serious with the person you was having an affair with, well, again, it's likely to get serious very quickly. It's likely to go probably 5-10 times the speed of what the relationship prior did. So okay, you might not be exactly at the same point, you know, maybe you was married. I'm not saying you're going to be married to the second person within a few weeks or a month or so, you know, I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is that it goes far too quickly. And because of that, rebound relationships do tend to have an explosive kind of mentality about them. They go very fast and then they crash and burn. So most people in rebound relationships will find that their relationship does end. And if you're the person who has been dumped and you see that your ex has got into a relationship very quickly, it can be very painful. But what you need to bear in mind is that there is a very good chance that that relationship will end within a few months. Normally, a few months is how long a rebound relationship lasts. So if you are in that position and you was the person who was dumped and you do want to try and get your ex back, and I've done numerous podcasts on this, so please subscribe and check those out, then ultimately you just need to kind of stay in there, you know, don't get too stressed or upset or emotional about this, and just live your life, do self-improvement, go along your own path. And in a few months, if you haven't met somebody even better, which you could easily do, then there is also a very good chance that your ex will get back in touch with you, because once their rebound relationship has ended, they're probably looking for something a bit more safe, a bit more familiar, and they'll probably get back in touch. So similarly, if you're in that position, if you're the person who dumped someone and now you've jumped into a relationship, you might not even see it as this. You might be thinking, okay, this feels perfect, it's for real, it's forever. And you know, you might be thinking it's going to go that way. And of course, occasionally it does. There is always exceptions to the rule. If you've been dumped, then you can't 100% guarantee your ex will get back in touch. There is a chance the rebound will actually last. Similarly, if you're the person in the rebound, then it could last. There is always that chance, but statistically, it is stacked against you. And one of the reasons for this is because it goes so fast, you kind of paper over the cracks and the important parts of a relationship. You don't fully get to know each other before you're at this full-on further period. And what eventually happens is that the relationship catches up with itself. So you might be further along than you probably should be. You know, you might have only known them a month and you're already starting to plan of when you can move in together. But at some stage, the relationship will catch up with itself. At some stage, you will start to get to know each other better. And when that happens, there is a high likelihood that you won't be compatible. It is often driven by lust rather than love. And once you actually have to start to learn about each other's personality more and each other's likes and dislikes, and everybody has their own faults and their own routines and habits, you know, once that all starts to be shown, often you will find that they're not the right person for you and the relationship ends. But the difference is, because it's the rebound, because it's gone from one relationship to another, because the person who has jumped from one to another is trying to subconsciously get all of those feelings back that they had before, all of that security and comfort, that the difference is you'll be much further along. So if you're not in a rebound relationship, you might be getting to know somebody relatively slowly. You've been dating a month, maybe you're meeting them once a week, maybe twice, or whatnot, and then you realise, okay, it's not working out, I'm getting to know them more, I'm not feeling it, and then it ends, and that's that. But within a rebound relationship, you might already be seeing each other 5-6 times a week, you might be planning on moving in together, you might have booked a holiday together, you know, you might have gone to family events together as each of us plus one, whereas normally, if you met somebody for the first time, you probably wouldn't even introduce them to your family for a few months, that's quite common. But in this instance, you know, they might have already met everybody. So the problem with a rebound relationship is when it blows up, and often they do, you're often further down the line. There's often more things to untangle. So although you haven't been together that long, you actually sometimes have quite a lot of stuff to untangle. You might have to explain to your friends and family what's happened because they've already started to get to know this person and wonder where they are now. You might have to cancel the booking of a holiday. You know, you might be really far down the line when in reality, you don't really know them very well. And when I said at the start, you know, maybe you've been having an affair with somebody and now you're in this proper relationship. Again, I don't condone that, but everybody, you know, lives their own life. Well, again, if you're having an affair, it's not real in the respect of a relationship until you're properly in a relationship. If you're having an affair, it's just going to be the lust. You're going to be seeing the positive things. It's going to be all magical and exciting. You're not going to have the gritty reality until you are properly together. And so you might, you know, say if you was having an affair for 6 months, then you split up with your partner and you get with this person properly. You might be thinking, well, it's not a rebound, because I was technically kind of already seeing them already. Well, I would say it is still a rebound because you don't really know them in reality. You was no doubt only talking to them when you could. You was no doubt only seeing them at certain times. You know, it was an exciting experience, but it wasn't based on the founding of something that was solid. And now that you're going into that, again, I would say it's a rebound. If you're getting serious with anybody too quickly after a breakup, it doesn't matter if you dumped somebody or if you was dumped. Either way, you're going to be having emotions which carry on for a long time connected to that other person. And you are no doubt going to be doing what we call in counselling transference, where you are transferring thoughts and feelings onto another person. So you're going to be maybe subconsciously being reminded by this new person of your ex in some ways, even if just for the reason that they're the person that you're with now. It might not be anything more than that. And at that stage, you subconsciously start transferring your thoughts and feelings to that person. And you might be almost not really kind of seeing them for who they are, but whereas kind of treating them as a surrogate for those feelings that you had for your ex. And this eventually, as I said, will catch up with you. The relationship will catch up with itself. And at that stage, most rebound relationships will end. So you might be wondering, well, how long should I wait before I get into another relationship? How long is it before it's not a rebound? And there's no direct answer for this. Everybody's different. It also depends whether you've been dumped or whether you were the one who did the dumping. Because if you're the person who dumped somebody, then you're going to be feeling different feelings to if you've been dumped. And I will do a podcast about this in the future. I think it'll be a good one to kind of delve into. But not only that, everybody's got their own different ways of going through the grief process, because when a breakup happens, you do go through all of the different stages of grief, and they can come and go as well. So there's no official time, but what you can say, you know, fairly safely is that if you're getting serious with somebody within, I would say, a couple of months of a breakup, then you can probably say that's a rebound. Now, if it's like 3 months down the line, then okay, maybe some people are at that stage where it's okay. But just to, you know, in a similar way, some people might take years. It might be 2 years before somebody feels comfortable getting in a relationship. The only difference is that some people can see it for what it is, and they won't get serious, but instead they will date very frequently with different people. They will have various sexual partners. And although they don't actually get deep with somebody, and hence it doesn't become a rebound relationship, what you find is that they're not looking for anything serious. And they're meeting somebody for a few dates, and then they'll meet somebody else, or maybe they're seeing different people at the same time. But ultimately, they can't settle, and ultimately, they don't feel comfortable actually having a relationship because they know they're not ready. And everybody's different about which way round they go and how self-aware they are. But as I said, you know, it could be 3 months before you're feeling ready. It could be half a year. It could be a year. It could be 2 years. Only you know with your own feelings. But if you're trying to get into something that feels quite serious within a couple of months of a relationship ending, I would be very careful of that, because there is a strong likelihood it's a rebound and a strong likelihood it will end very quickly and it will kind of burn up and explode. And that's not fair on you, and it's certainly not fair on the other person. So I would always say, be honest with people with your feelings. Definitely let them know how long you've been single, so they can have that in their own kind of mind, and they can make their own judgments whether they think you're ready, whether you say you are or not. They maybe will think, you know, you've only been single a month. I think this is going a bit too fast. That's up to them and up to you as well. But, you know, give them that information. Be honest with your feelings. If you don't feel ready to settle down, tell them, and then they can make their decision if they want to have a casual relationship with you or not. It's got to be something that's fair and equal between both people. So always make sure you share your thoughts, your feelings, and your circumstances with anybody new that you meet. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I have already done one on rebound relationships from the perspective of if you're trying to get your ex back who's in a rebound relationship. So make sure to check that one out if that's a subject that's important to you. And I'll drop a new different podcast soon.